الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على سبيل المصطفى. أما بعد،
dear brothers and sisters, as you hear that the khutbah as usual began with khutbah al-haja, the khutbah which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to begin with, and after that we said that today inshaAllah ta'ala our subject of the khutbah is going to be about one of the parables that Allah ta'ala gave in the Quran, and it is the parable that Allah ta'ala bestowed in ayah 59 of Surah Ali Imran. Surah Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا سَعِيشَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ إِنَّمَا سَعِيشَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ. The similitude of Isa before Allah is as of Adam. خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. He created him from dust. Then said to him, be, and he was. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَسْمُلُكُونَ عِيسَى before Allah, meaning to his ability, to the ability of Allah Ta'ala, that He subhanahu wa ta'ala created عِيسَى with our father. As He created Adam with our father, nor mother. He just created him out of dust and said to him, be. So he was. So the one who created Adam with our father and mother is, of course, capable to create Isa without a father but with a mother. And the Lord wanted to show us in this parable his ability on doing anything and everything. Since he created Adam from no man nor woman, and created Hawa, Eve, from a man but no woman, and created Isa alayhi salam from a woman but no man, and he created the rest of mankind with man and woman. And this means that there will be no one who can be found from amongst the mankind with our father or with our mother. Or let's say with our man and woman do the intercourse together. Whether legitimately or illegitimately. As what He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as in Surah Maryam, clarifying the reason why He created Isa alayhi salam with our father, He said, وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And we wish to appoint Him as a sign unto men. In Surah Al-Imran, He said, Allah Ta'ala said, الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَلِينَ. And your creation or your resurrection, الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَلِينَ. This is the very this is the truth of what said in you from your Lord. So do not be from those who doubted or hesitated to accept. Allah Ta'ala is saying This is the spiritual food and the news of Isa alayhi salam, which no one can prove anything else other than that. And what else of the truth except the false? So it does not accept the truth which has been said in the Quran, then he is taking the false with no any proof. As for those who claim that he is the son of God, and they have not any proof for that, and Allah Ta'ala gave this parable here in this surah, in this ayah of Surah 2, of Surah Al-Imran, to show us that the matter of resurrection and judgment is not something impossible before Allah. Rather, it is something difficult before Allah. It is not difficult, nor it is impossible before Allah. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Luqman, Surah number 31, ayah number 28, مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْتُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. That means and your creation or your resurrection is in no wise but as an individual soul. For Allah is He who is and sees all things. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us that creating all mankind, bringing them back into their resurrection for judgment, is like creating one soul and resurrecting it back. All of them are easy for Allah to create, easy for Allah to resurrect. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yasin, Surah number 36, ayah number 82, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. That means when he intends to change, his command is being as it is. It is as easy as that for Allah Ta'ala. And as He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qamar, number 54, ayah number 50, وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدًا كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدًا كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ. And our command is but a single act, like the twinkling of an eye. Meaning, it is only one time, it does not need any confirmation for this command. Rather, it needs to be repeated. It is only one time, said be, and it is. And as what Allah Ta'ala said earlier in Surah Luqman, and as well as in Surah Al-Najat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. And in many places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala repeated that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. And for Allah is He who hears and sees all things. So He hears all the sayings of all, and He sees all their deeds and actions. So seeing them all, hearing them all, is like seeing one soul, hearing one soul. It does not make any difference to Allah. Allah Ta'ala can hear all voices at a time, and all around the world, just in a fraction of a second. They see Allah is in awe. As what He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith Qudsi, O mankind, if you all, O my slaves, if you all, jinn and mankind, come together from one great land and ask me, every individual ask of his need, I will give every one of you a deed. Means Allah Ta'ala is in all at the same time. And this proves his ability, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he has the free ability of hearing, seeing, doing everything, anything and everything. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed that the Quran, Surah 31, Ayah 28, وَمَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَمَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ And your creation or your reflection is in no wise but as an individual self. It's only one soul. It's like one soul. So, possibility of Allah, fear Allah, as fearing Allah is the head of every good. And it is the provider of every good. And it is the protection from wrongly. And it is the purification. The fire of every day, and it is the advice of Allah Ta'ala to the first man and to the last man. And it is the advice of Allah Ta'ala to the prophets and messengers. I said what I've said, and I seek forgiveness of Allah the Grant for me and you all for every sin from Allah Ta'ala, as He verily the all forgiver, all merciful. And in the second thing we've done, praising Allah, the one has no any similar life unto him, and seeking the blessings and peace and blessings upon the best prophet that he, Allah Ta'ala, sent. Our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companions, may great and perfect ones. And then he said after one, all people, fear Allah Ta'ala and watch him in all matters. As he subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable, Allah Ta'ala is able to do whatever he likes. And he is high above every creation. And at the same time, he knows and sees and hears everything, even the hidden whispers in the chest. Oh mankind, verily Allah Ta'ala did not give the parables and institutions and examples in the Quran except for one to take the advantage of. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bring the stories in the Quran except for one to remember out of that. And this parable today, which we mentioned of Surah Al-Imran, is the strong proof of that. As he subhanahu wa ta'ala, after telling us about the story of Isa and how he was created, he brought the ayah of what is called Al-Mubahala. The ayah of Al-Mubahala, meaning the ayah where the two opposites swear everyone for his honesty, and that is that the other party, the other person is liar. And after that, after both of them swear by that, they both ask Allah to bestow his curse on the liar one, on the one who's liar. And this mention here in Messiah to show that this Hebrew claim that Isa is the son of Allah or one of the seer of God are liars, and if they are honest, they would have taken that chance and did the Mubahara with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they deny it and they run away. And this is a still standing for every individual situation and case where we have a conflict between people, one is naming the other as a liar. So if we cannot have any proof to support either one, then we ask them both to do the mubahara. And after that, Allah Ta'ala clarified the result, even if they do not take the mubahara, or even if they took it, Allah Ta'ala said in the following ayat, as in the ayah number 63, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْقَصَصُ الْحَقِّ وَمَا مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. This is true account. There is no God except Allah. He is indeed the exalted and empowered, the wise. So, this is the story of Isa, that Allah Ta'ala bestowed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the truth, which no one can prove anything else other than that. And then Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا مِنْ إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ فإن تولوا فإن الله عليم بالمفسدين. But if they turn back turn away, O Muhammad, if they turn away from what is said to them, from the story of Isa, or the call that is given to them to come and do the Mubahala, and invoke the curse of Allah to vote to be a one, the liar one, after all that, and they still turn back, turn away, then Allah Ta'ala is, as He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alimun bil mufsidin. Allah Ta'ala is Alimun bil mufsidin. Allah has full knowledge of those who do mischief, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala considers them are the ones who do mischief. And this is true because Allah Ta'ala created man and created him for man to worship Allah alone on it and to die in a day and to be buried in it and to be resurrected in a day, and to be judged in that day. So, if they do not take the command of Allah, they are the ones who receive from them. And this is greater than destroying buildings and killing souls, because this is killing hurt and making hurt believe in other than the truth, other than the haqq. So Allah Ta'ala said, threatening them, Allah knows, Allah knows about, Allah has full knowledge of those who do mischief on land. So we have to be careful of that. As everything else other than what the Prophet ﷺ wrote is false. And we cannot know what the Prophet ﷺ wrote except by returning back to the Quran and the Hadith. Not to anything else other than that. And Allah Ta'ala will judge everyone on the day of resurrection of what he has done in this life. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us from the shyness after being guided, to protect us from being ones of misbehaving on land. And we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us upon his true religion, upon the oneness of Allah, and the complete submission to the Prophet and Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ended up the khutbah by reminding of the ayah of Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah 73, ayah 56, where Allah ta'ala says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And the ayah of Surah Al-Nahl, Surah number 16, ayah number 19, Inna Allah ya'muru bil'adli wal-ihsan, wa ita'i al-qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal-munkar, wa rabbi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us all, wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak, ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.